Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace. What up, family? We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel in the building.
Hotep of Barbagami, Aslam Lakin. This is Mufasa Ra.
Yes, indeed, and we are Collective Minds Radio. We are back, family, another week. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully, to share constructive dialogue with the family. Collective Minds, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. So, yeah, we here. We in the building. This is first couple days of May. You dig what I'm saying? So we moving into a new month, you know, on the calendar year. So, you know, I hope everybody had a good April. And, you know, we just hope that May is, you know, just as amazing. You feel me? So we here, though. We got a good, you know, discussion lined up. But before we get started, Queen Rigel, how was your week? And do you got any announcements for us?
Okay. No announcements. And other than I had a great week, I had just announced that just busy, productive. I think that's the key to stay productive, but no major announcements.
All right, yes, indeed. And Brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother, and do you got any announcements for us?
Hey, you know, I'm highly favored and blessed. My week been good as well. No announcements for me neither.
All right, yes, indeed. So, yeah, we go get into the show. We doing, you know, open discussion, or we, you know, actually we'll segue from talking about gun violence also along with the open discussion. So hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. And, yeah, did y'all have anything y'all wanted to bring up? I know Queen Roger had mentioned gun violence. Yeah.
That's what I wanted to ask you guys about, because I think we have a bit of a issue with gun violence. A lot of crime, a lot of people being shot. Just a lot of things going on to me that's centered around gun violence. Well, guns. So I wanted to ask you guys, do you think that it would curb the problem if they just said just carry your guns? Do you think that would curb the issue? Do you think it may deter another person from maybe trying to harm you or harm someone out of fear that, or knowing that they have a gun as well, or the chance of them having a gun is higher and it may make them not really want to smoke so much? Do you think that people are targeted because they think maybe you don't have a gun to protect yourself? I want to just kind of see what you guys thought about that.
Yeah, I don't. I think they're going to target you regardless. I think you just have people that, you know, lose their cool, who lose their temper. Some people crazy, you know, and if they want to do something, they're going to do it, whether it's with a gun, knife, car, bomb, brick. But, I mean, if people want to get ignorant, they're going to get ignorant. So no, I don't think it's going to do too nothing. But I will say this: like, I'm pro gun, pro carry, you know, because I want to have something to on me if I feel like I want to protect myself. And then sometimes I go out and target shoot. You know, some people just enjoy shooting. You know, it's really, it ain't like, you know, you've heard people say before, ain't the gun that kill people. It's the people. It's the person behind the trigger that's doing it. You know, it's like if I'm driving my truck down the street, I'm just driving the truck. But if I steer it up on the sidewalk and mow 10 people down, I've turned my truck into a deadly weapon. It's the same with a gun. The gun just sitting there, it ain't bothering nobody. It's when the person pick it up and what they decide to do with it. So it's the people. So, yeah, it ain't going to deter people. They're going to clown either way.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I don't think everybody carrying would deter people from shooting. I think things happen. You got to – actually, I think that would probably increase because you would have people carrying guns that, you know, normally wouldn't, and they get into a situation, the first thing they do is run and get the gun. So I think a lot of the gun violence comes from disputes with people, you know, who where both parties may have guns. You know what I'm saying? Both parties may be carrying. So, yeah, I don't think that's going to deter the violence. I think it's a culture thing as far as America go. You know, Americans love guns. They print them up. We have gun shows that travel the country. So, yeah, America is a free gun, you know, loving country, but that shows in the murder rate, you know what I mean, compared to other, quote-unquote, civilized countries and whatnot, you know. As far as the answer to the gun violence, I think it's a lot of conflict resolution. Like my brother Mufasa said, it ain't the guns per se. It's the people and dealing with them and how we resolve issues and whatnot. But we as a people are just a reflection of, I think, the country as a whole. You know what I mean? There's a collective consciousness when it comes to America, and America love guns. So the fact that we love guns is a result of, you know, the murder rate, the mass shootings, the, you know what I'm saying, the homicides. And America is, you know, deals with issues in other countries with force, with violence. So the people is just a reflection of that, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? You got the country, that's the macro, and then you got the people that kind of play out how the country behaves in the micro. You know what I'm saying? So it's a result of that. That's just part of American culture, is guns, violence, homicides. You know, so I digress, but yeah, I don't think that would deter people from carrying, you know.
Okay.
You got anything else? Now, I did look up the murders for the city of St. Louis. Right now, it is May, which is the fifth month, and there were 64 murders in the city of St. Louis, and more than half of those are unsolved cases. So that's 64. Wow. Again, that's not including the county, but 64 would put the city on pace for about 130 something murders this year, which would be less than last year when there was 260, I believe. You know, it's on pace. It's only 64 right now. I think the news, they do a good job. Yeah, I think the news do a good job of kind of hyping it up, because the thing is, they always want to keep people nervous, afraid, fear. So they go always, you know, highlight these crimes as if, you know, they just happening back to back. But I think some of the gun violence is going down compared to the homicides that, according to the numbers, you know, it's down from last year, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
An issue with gun violence? Do you see it as that?
Yeah, I do. I think it's definitely an issue. I just think it's too many guns out on the street. And too many people, like I say, that are not responsible with guns, that don't know how
right,
to
that's
resolve
really
issues.
Yeah, it's just not
and
people a lot
with,
of
and people
responsible
with mental people. Issues. Right, responsible
exactly.
people, right. Because it's not the guns, per se, but you got people with
it's
mental
people.
Issues able to get guns. You got,
exactly.
you know what I'm saying? You got all type of folks. And the screening, I guess, is just not there. At least that's what we're seeing. You know what I'm saying? Even with these few little mass shootings they done had, you know, these guys are on FBI watch lists.
A
they
few.
Still able to get
Do
guns.
You know, my brother Kevin, you said a few. Do you realize we've had way, way more since the last time we spoke?
I'm
since
sure.
the last show. It's,
right,
it's like almost every day there's one. Here, there,
yeah.
It's like it's crazy.
Right, and a lot of these guys are on FBI lists. They on watch lists. You know, they didn't had issues in the past, and they still able to get guns. So, you know, I just think that's the issue is the people and, you know, the mental issues are the people that get them, you know. A lot of times, because, you know,
if they take,
people,
if they take
people,
the guns away, they'll be using bow and arrows. They gonna
right,
find
right.
they gonna find something to use as weapons, you know. I don't know if y'all knew this
yeah.
that I don't know if y'all heard about this Black Panther who his daughter was kidnapped and killed, I think in North Carolina. You know, of course
nope.
our own people. You know
Wow.
Heavy activist in the community. Go by the name of Sharif Amenhotep. But apparently a guy and another female kidnapped his daughter and killed her. They shot her and killed her. Left out in a field, abandoned field. And like I said, we're talking about somebody whose father was active in the community.
Right. And see, that's, when I hear stuff like that, I get suspicious. Because it's like, if you're an activist in the community, like, and you say it was some quote-unquote Black people that did this?
Yeah, they caught the young man and the girl. I think they're looking for one more person of interest,
wow.
but they caught two of them.
Yeah, that's
caught two of them. All of them
young
too. Yeah, all young. I'm sure
that's
it probably
crazy.
Stemmed over, you know, probably a beef between the girls, and then, you know, the guy got involved. Because that was something I was gonna ask y'all too is nowadays do y'all think who is more violent, the girls or the boys? Because to me it seems like the girls is just as violent nowadays as the men are. I'm speaking of, you know, young people in general.
Right.
But it seems like the young ladies out here, they just as savage as the men, the young boys are.
Right, right. Now, I don't know. I still got it. I would give it to the young boys still, but I don't know. That's a tough one. But, yeah, I think the young boys are just more aggressive and, you know, that testosterone get to kicking in and you got to release it and, you know, just make you a little more aggressive, in my opinion. But, again, the hormones all jacked up by the foods we eat, so it ain't no telling, you know. And then also, y'all, did y'all know there's a movie out called Bug Breaking that was number one on Amazon by the brother Tariq Nasheed. They got RZA Islam, who was a former guest. You got Dr. Mayat in it, Dr. Wesley Muhammad, you know, a few other folks. But, yeah, they say it's a banger. And it's called Bug Breaking, basically exposing the you know, the racism of the LGB community and, you know, how they use Black gay people to push a certain agenda, but they don't really look out for the Black, you know, gay or trans people because, you know, they're just as racist. And then they talk about the history of bug breaking and how they used to have bug breaking farms, you know, where you take the strongest male in the group and you bug break them. In front of the rest of the group to kind of, you know, psychologically mess with them and whatnot. So They say it's deep. I haven't seen it. I seen the trailer. It looks good. Yeah, I think I'm going to cop a copy of that. But, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. That dropped this weekend. And it's on Amazon. Yep. So those who history, who like documentaries, they say Wesley Muhammad in there spitting hot fire. And RZA. You know, they say RZA going in, too. So, you know, it's a documentary. Yes, indeed.
Me and my brother, shout out to my brothers in the nation.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That dropped this weekend.
That just reminded me of something else, too. Speaking of brothers in the nation, you heard about Brother Ben X? Hey, Brother Ben X been putting it down. He's been putting it down lately. I mean, he done got his income up, his digital real estate game going. He done retired. He just put up a video where he retired his mother.
Okay.
Brother Ben came up now.
That's what's up.
He made six figures last year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, Brother Ben came a long way.
Yes, indeed.
Well, shout out to
that's what's
you
up.
Young. We got some young intelligent people out here that's trying to do things.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And we've touched on it, too. I bet he probably would. You say he's doing some real estate. I wonder, do he mess with the crypto? Because I know a lot of brothers.
Yeah, he's doing that, too.
Yeah, been trading the crypto, been trading the Forex and all that stuff. So, brothers out here are making moves, I will say. And we still, man.
Shout out to Master P.
Master P
dropped his ice cream. The ice cream, man,
right.
And came out with some ice cream.
Speaking of the nation, now, do you know when, so they had DMX homecoming last weekend and whatnot. I think we had touched on it briefly, but the minister did speak. But do you know, people was coming out saying he gave a good speech and then they had to apologize? Well, they didn't have to apologize, but they made them apologize. And the person I'm talking about is the one brother from Shark Tank who used to have FUBU, Damon John. This brother, he put up a tweet basically saying, you know, good speech, Farrakhan. Farrakhan did amazing, some to that extent. But then minutes later, he put up a tweet apologizing. It's like, where is that coming from? Like, they getting folks like you can't say.
This is shame.
For putting up a post basically praising Farrakhan. He's like,
wait a minute, Brother Kevin. So you actually saying that he came back later and said, "I'm sorry for saying Minister Farrakhan did a great speech."
Yes.
He said he can't support. All of a sudden, out of the blue, he came out saying he can't support anti-Semitism. That he had his father was a Jew, a half Jew, or some mess like that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, they got in his ear. And like they told him, hey, you know, take that down. We're gonna be repercussions behind it.
Yeah, he deleted the tweet and apologized.
They hate Farrakhan, boy.
Wow.
They hate him.
That is crazy.
You a grown man. You mean tell me you gonna tweet something and then you gonna have somebody tell you to take it down? Man, please.
Yeah, I'm finna read exactly what he wrote. It says, in regard to my tweet regarding DMX's funeral, my comments on Minister Farrakhan were only related to what I just witnessed tonight. Unbeknownst to his prior stances, as someone who was fortunate enough to have a stepdad of the Jewish faith, I do not condone and never would condone any anti-Semitic prejudice or any remarks of hatred. Will be removed to avoid further pain and confusion to anyone who has felt hurt in the past by any negative comments of his. Wow, you see that?
That is crazy.
That is super crazy.
Man.
Wow.
Grown black man. And he just, his tweet just basically said Farrakhan did a phenomenal job at the funeral. And he had to take that down.
And his tweet mentioned how Mr. Farrakhan was, you know, respectful to other people's religion.
Right.
This was his original tweet.
Here's the original tweet. What a powerful speech from Minister Louis Farrakhan for the #DMX funeral. His deep understanding of the Bible and respect for other people's religions was truly inspiring. #RIPDMX. And that was all he said. And you telling me that he had to take that down? That was all he said.
Oh, my God.
And they got him running for the hills, tucking his tail.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Right?
Yeah.
I didn't understand it, you know.
I didn't understand it, but. You know, you can't be weak
out here. When you let it be known that you are a friend of Farrakhan.
Right.
If you weak or can be compromised, they gonna shut you down. They gonna they gonna buck break you and make you change your stance.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. So that was very interesting.
At 87, about to be 88, the minister turned 88 this month. And they that scared of 88-year-old man. I want to know what did he say that's so hateful? What is so hateful that he's saying?
Right. They never tell you what he said is hateful, and they never say that he's lying. They just call him anti-Semitic, but they never tell you what he said. You know what I'm saying? They never say
don't mess
lying.
With Brother Kev. He's a murderer. You be like, what you mean he murdered? Who he murdered? He's a murderer.
He's a murderer, right. Well, it was the evidence. Who did he murder? He's a murderer. Exactly. Same thing. I find that interesting. And these celebrities, quote unquote, and stars, be trying to distance themselves from the minister. But, you know, like you say, that just comes from you not having no testicular fortitude. You're just not strong. You weak out here. You know, if somebody can make you take that tweet down, then you know, I don't like that, bro. So
there was nothing wrong with that first tweet. That's crazy.
I didn't think so either. You know, he didn't say I agree with everything the man said. He didn't say, just none of that. So I'm like, bro, why would you even entertain that? But, you know, it is what it is, family. So if you just joined this Collective Minds Radio, we here. Hit us up 929-477-1697. We'll get to the call lines here in 1 second. Now, did y'all see your girl Kamala Harris and agreeing with, I guess, Representative Tim Scott, whoever that is, a representative, another black guy, and they say America is not a racist country. So I wanted to pose that question to y'all. Do y'all think America is a racist country?
Absolutely. And that's the end of my story.
Are you sticking to it?
I'm sticking to it. Absolutely. I did hear that mess, but I mean, there's really nothing to even get into. This is not even a discussion.
Right.
It's not a debate. It's just, it is what it is. Of course, America is a racist country, and just drop it. It doesn't make sense to even to bring up facts or none of that.
Oh, wow. Well,
of course they are. That's it. Even if 10 people call on this show and say that's not true, it's not even worth going in to a debate with somebody that would say that.
Do I even get to, you know, say anything, or we just dropping it?
No. No. It's on you after.
I'm nervous now. I'm nervous.
Right, it's on you.
Hey, I'm gonna say America is not a racist country.
All right. Elaborate for us.
The people that's racist.
The country itself, as a
landmass, can't be racist. It ain't racist. It's the people.
Right.
And I always say people do too much.
The problem
always lies with the people. People do too much. You know,
come on now.
Since the first time we did this show, that take away free will. Because as long as people got free will, they got free will to do and say and come up with dumb things.
Yeah, I mean, that's
most
not being solved
like
here,
it,
though.
If there was no people here in this country, if there was no people, or if the people, just like I said, ate grass and reproduced, there wouldn't be no racism.
Racism
comes from the people. The racism comes from these people. So, yeah, the people here in America are racist.
I mean, let's not insult one another here. We're all adults. Now, you know good and doggone well that question is not talking about some mud and dirt and rocks. We're talking about America. He's not asking, is some mud and rocks and our land mass racist? Come on now. Now, you know better than that. You know what this man is talking about. You know what the question is talking about. Talking about the legal structure, let me see the best way to put this. The way America is ran, America, what it stands for, how it was, the origin of it, the development of it, the process, and how it's how you function within the laws of America. And how it interacts with the race, the different races that's up on the land. Is those laws and those rules, is it unfair to a certain race? That's, you know what the question is. No, you know, good and doggone, we ain't nobody talking about some rocks and mud being racist. We're intelligent people here. We know good and doggone well it's people at the end of the day. That's who we're talking about. But it's the people that's running it. Who we're talking about, but I don't want to speak so much for him. I didn't never understand the question to be him asking, was the land racist? Was the rocks and the mud and the clay and the whole?
The reason I said it like that is because if the country was ran by a different group of people, possibly it wouldn't be racist.
Well, when you're talking about it, we're talking about the group of people that's running it now.
You do understand what I'm getting at, though, right? But you do understand what I'm getting at, though, right?
Not necessarily, because the question is a current question, like right now.
Who's running it? Who's running it? Who's running it?
Everybody. That's the point that I'm making. Everybody already know automatically as people. Nobody's confusing it to be the land mass. Nobody's confusing it to be that it's. So
I'm
yeah,
saying,
obviously it's people. Well, that's all we're dealing with is right now. It's the people.
I'm saying, what group of people? What group of people are running?
The non-black.
Well, there it is, right there. Because the non-blacks are running it, that's possibly why it's racist. It's the non-black people that's running it that's making the country racist.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's what I was really getting at. That's why I worded it like that. Because my issue is always with certain group of folks that mess everything else up, and I don't want. Well, nothing. I better not say that. If I say anything, if I keep going, I'm going to start coming off harsh. So I don't want to do that. I'll just say that a certain group of people, and you just said them. They the ones running this country, creating all the problems that it has. The same group of people who ain't gonna never, in my humble opinion, ain't gonna never change. Never.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, America absolutely, you know, is a racist country. But I get, if you want to get technical like Mufasa, I get it like that too. But like Roger said, yeah, it wasn't ever about the land, but it is about the people who, you know, set up a certain infrastructure to,
Hey,
Roger, when they go to the moon, because you know that's where they're trying to go. When they go to the moon, guess what? The moon going to be racist now. The moon ain't bothering nobody right now. But as soon as they get there and get populated, the moon going to be a racist planet.
But remember, I've always said that language is very important. So, yeah, we candidly saying the moon is racist and America is racist, candidly saying that, but no one is technically speaking of the land. So it's like it's obvious that we're talking about the people on the land, you know. So, yeah, the moon will be racist because, yeah, technically if we want to get real technical and use different language, yeah, it's the people that's going to be on the moon. It's not the rock itself.
Yeah.
And if anybody
right,
is foolish enough
rock,
to
like,
confuse that, I'm not going to have a conversation with them.
Hey, look, the rock, the title, the American Landmass, like, wait a minute, hold on, wait a minute. It ain't me. It's these people
right.
here. I ain't got nothing to do with it. It's these people
right,
that
right,
right. set this crap up. They the ones that's causing the problems. They the ones causing all the hell on earth. What we gonna do with them? What we gonna do about them?
Right, right. And I say this too, even though, you know, despite America being racist, I still think that we or our ancestors created one of the best countries for opportunity in the world. You know what I'm saying? The work that our ancestors put in basically fighting the racism since we've been here. You know what I'm saying? We've been fighting the racism from the jump. And we still managed to, you know, thrive, create, and take advantage of the, you know, the opportunities our ancestors put us in. So, despite all that, even our poor, our projects don't look like some of these third world countries. You know what I'm saying? So we got to look at it from that angle,
some other places that, there's definitely some other places that I would not want to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not in the current state now. They was announced. Some atmospheres or some, what's the word I'm looking for? I'll just stop right there until I think that's the correct word that I'm looking for. But there's some places that I wouldn't mind being.
Mm-hmm.
Can change, like, the structure and how it's ran, the function of it, you know, the society and how the laws ran and things like that. Because we got some beautiful places, you know, on Earth and a lot of climate. So it's different. Because I personally don't think that as black people, we should be in these cold climates, you know, maybe for a field trip.
Right.
But that's it, you know, maybe for a field trip. But that's about it. Other than that, I think we should always be in the proper climate that's conducive to our body makeup, our chemistry, our energy, all that, you know. So we're not in the proper climate for us. But there's other places I would prefer based off the climate and things like that. But I understand what you guys are saying. Some of these places right now that's colonized by a different way of life and the way of living is just not going to work for me.
Let
me ask you this right now. I'm asking you because you, since you had brought up the question, do you think
and then you, Brother Kev, can answer it also. But do y'all think there is a place on this planet that is not racist? I'm sure there are other places that are less racist. But do y'all think it's anywhere on this planet that's not racist, that's occupied by people?
Oh, well, you just messed the question up when you said occupied by people. Because I was
right.
Ready to say yes, that's not occupied by people. But now I can't say that. So then I would just have to say no.
I'm saying.
But because, I mean, just, now let's look at it like this, though. It depends on our perspective. Because if we lean more towards, like, Brother Kev and like Dr. Umar Johnson, and not just them, but a lot of other thinkers that feel like blacks can't be racist. You know, black people can't be racist. So if we're going to lean toward that way of thinking, then I guess maybe areas where they're majority black majority black. Then maybe that can be a consideration, perhaps, you know.
Right, right. The only place I know
that's
of
an interesting
is,
twist.
Right. The only place I know of is North Sentinel Island. Y'all remember that island where the dude
course.
Showed up on the boat and they killed him?
Of course,
yeah,
everybody remember that.
Well, they don't
think,
play.
Don't think.
Hey,
yeah.
They on code. They don't even negotiate with you. They say, hey, if you a foreigner on this land, we killing you flat out. You ain't asking no questions.
Right.
You know, we gonna hit you with bow and
now,
arrows and stone you to death.
Now, didn't they allow someone to go over there though at one point? Now, was there some type of video or something over there? No.
Yeah, there was, and I think he ended up getting killed. But yeah, they went over there and they did have some video.
I think
somebody escaped. Yeah, somebody escaped.
Okay.
A couple of them escaped, yeah. But, yeah, they don't play. It's other tribes from that area or maybe on different islands that people have visited and whatnot, and they kind of, you know, go on little tourist trips or whatnot, but don't nobody mess with North Sentinel Island. They already
know. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Why do you guys think that, you know, no one tried to retaliate for some of the murders? Or the killings that occurred over there. I don't even have to call them murder.
Oh.
Because they may not have been murdered.
I think
they have.
Right.
So
the
U.S. government
don't talk about it.
So U.S. governments or other governments have over there to try to retaliate or to inquire or to probe about the lifestyle? And
I believe
no,
they have.
I know.
Because how we going
right.
Because and I'm gonna say why I say I believe they have, because who gonna get the word back of what's going on over there? You know what I'm saying? It ain't like the Sentinelese people gonna call over and say, hey, these folks over here terrorizing us. So I know
right.
I know in that they did probably military operations over there. They probably went over there snatching up folks, probably grab a couple of them, raping them. I just don't trust.
With drones and all kinds of stuff.
Almost.
Yeah, and then they don't have, they probably not all off into technology, so we're not getting
no,
their
not.
Side. And so, if the government is doing anything like that, they're not going to come back and tell us something that we
that's
have no
saying.
Knowledge about anyway. Okay.
Yep,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You know how wicked these people are? Shoot, they probably have expeditions to go over there. Get about three or four women and children, probably be sleeping with them, and like I say, raping
right.
them and all
yeah.
types of
supposedly,
stuff. Y'all know about Barry.
Yeah.
Some of these
right.
folks.
Yeah, yeah, and supposedly Marco Polo had wrote about going there, and they was doing the same thing back then. You know what I'm saying? So it's been a few that, like they say, you know, European explorers and whatnot that then tried to go over there and wrote about it. But they all be writing the same thing, like these people don't play. So,
what y'all think they'll do if they see you and Mufasa going over there on the boat? What you think they'll do to y'all if y'all they saw y'all from the boat? You think they'll give y'all a chance?
No, I think it'd be the same outcome because they didn't actually try to send some other tribes people over there from, you know, neighboring tribes or whatnot or different islands, and it was the same result. So I just think
they don't be like, we don't mess with y'all. They ain't be like, we don't mess with y'all. We racist.
Because y'all mess with them. We don't mess with y'all because y'all mess with them. They probably sending y'all to. They just know what's up. They just on code and not about to play. They not even finna give you a chance to mess them over. You know, they just killing on sight. They ain't going to even give you a chance to colonize. They ain't going to give you a chance to come talking no Jesus talk. You ain't going to be able to come over there talking about, gee, we coming to save you. They don't want to hear nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? These people, the colonizers, something else, just come over to these people land talking about Jesus sent me to save you. What? You sound crazy.
Let me introduce you. Let me introduce you to this book.
Yeah, let me show you this book. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's a cold game, but those people not playing. Other than that, you know, I look at the system as a global system. You know, these folks work together to maintain the system. So even countries where it's majority black, like some countries in Africa, either they have puppet leaders or they being economically, you know, hit with racism, basically, you know, by being controlled by the dollar. You know, if you don't do this and that, we go hit you with sanctions and whatnot and do all this other stuff. So, it's a global system. And until we can, you know, get a network and get on code like them, you know, there's going to be problems. So, but
hey, I digress. Real quick, we got any new updates on these police shootings?
Is a case and the young man who was running down the alley who got shot. Also, the brother who was shot supposedly in his car. I can't think of his name, but apparently a video just. They just finally released video of what happened to him. Police was going to serve a warrant. This is what it was.
Yeah,
And they shot him in the car.
I saw that they did release a new video of that, and the family is still not satisfied unless something happened since the last I've heard about it. But they was very dissatisfied with the video because it's not the full video, it's an edited version, just like even the one with the young, the 16-year-old Michaela. What we're watching is an edited video. They've already said that. So even what we watched with her was still an edited video. And the one that, and so the family is displeased that they provide them an edited version of the incident of what happened. But they did say that he was shot in the back of his head. So his family was saying if he was shot in the back, he would have to have been run away or going away from the officer. So why would they shoot him if he wasn't a threat?
Yeah, they're saying that was a straight execution. From what I'm hearing, you know, they're saying they straight executed that brother. They were serving a warrant, you know. Who knows what the warrant could have been for. That was a straight execution from what I'm hearing.
He says, "Screw this, I'm out of here."
I don't think they're gonna release to the family. At least not now. They're saying the judge denies them the right to see the full video. So unless something changed later, that was the last thing that I heard before the weekend came.
Okay.
Yeah, but they were all at the court, you know, Crump and everybody, they were there, you know, doing everything and talking, but they still didn't get what they wanted. That's sad. Mm.
Yes, indeed. So, family, if you just joined us, this is Collective Minds. We about to hit the call lines. Hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. Y'all want to hit the call lines? Okay. It's good. Yeah.
Area code 314. 381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I'm scared.
You afraid?
What you scared of?
Everything y'all talked about.
Oh my.
I believe blacks are sacrificing the black sheep of their family.
Oh.
Because what they're doing, seems, is that they just want to collect a settlement. These people any good of anything else?
Wow.
This guy, you just got through talking.
I never thought about that, caller.
Yeah, you got to know what's going on.
You might be on the course you haven't. You might be on the course.
This guy you just got through talking about dropped out of school and falls right into Michelle Alexander's theory of determining how many prison beds you're going to need based on the number of black males that can't read by the fourth grade. He couldn't read. He had 108 sheets wrapped, 108-page rap sheet. Right?
Really? Is that verified? No. I'm not sure. Is that verified?
Well, yeah, read about it. I mean, the news don't research them. So, I mean, I'm not, you know, man, I mean, I'm sorry for it. But the first thing they want to do is build a case so they can collect some settlement money.
These people could be making a sacrifice to get their family thousands upon thousands.
Africans made sacrifices on the continent.
Hey,
I don't
king,
know, y'all. He might be on or something.
When the kings died, they killed people and sent them along with them to the happy thereafter.
These families.
And also,
I
tell you something else too. People believe in karma, right? Well, the things that these people done over there on the continent, warring, burning up villages, killing people, raping, bashing babies' heads in rocks, and so on and so on and so on. Well, the descendants is going to pay what their ancestors done. It's karma. If you can have karma on every other daggone thing, why it doesn't have to stop when it comes to that? Factual. Think.
Wow. Interesting.
And another thing. Farrakhan said a whole bunch of racist stuff back in the day.
Like what?
Oh, man, it's a whole bunch of stuff. We don't have to get into details.
Well,
when he talked about the Jews, he said some racist things. Malcolm X said racist things, called dogs and canine and dogs. And
you ain't talking about
Malcolm.
He asked you about Farrakhan.
Well, Farrakhan has said some racist stuff in the past.
Okay. You just clearly said without nobody even asking.
Well, I tell you what. All right, let me ask you this. All right, well, let me ask you this then. You talking about buck farms. Where is the buck breaking farms? Where is the advertisement say, welcome to buck breaking farm? Where is the advertisement say, buck breaking farm is 1342... we got you drive. Where is all this?
They
got pictures of black kids being fed to alligators, cartoons. Where is the cartoons pictures? And it don't have to be Polaroid now. They didn't have Polaroid back then, I don't think. Where is that?
It's pretty documented, and you can check out the movie Bug Breaking and look.
That's
for
a movie, man. They had movies of Peter Pan.
It's called a documentary, which means they documented the story of bug breaking and show you the farms, how they did it on a plantation.
Do you believe that African tribes gave their daughters to white males? That's documented, too.
I don't know. If it's documented,
that's documented.
Then I gotta believe it.
Get a book called Slaves and Slave Ships. That's documented. Matter of fact, it was taken up river by Africans in their long canoes. You can't take a boat that sails over the ocean up rivers. It won't work. So the Africans that took them up river to them interior villages And when they met the people wanted to comfort them with young girls. Now,
oh,
what are we talking about? Human beings?
Right. That's what we
all
should
right.
be
well,
talking
thanks
about.
Thanks so much. We appreciate
right
the call.
Y'all are trying to get rid of somebody. I ain't done.
What you got? What you got?
Put some cotton in your ears. America is not no racist country. If America is so racist, why do blacks damn near walk the ocean to get over here? Them and
not
others
black, though.
Run
yeah,
to
not,
America.
Not just black. Not just
and
black.
Now you're talking about the crime. Well, hell, Jones wanted to get rid of the police. Now when you have experience with a crime, who black folks going to call? Ghostbusters?
No, it's defund the police, not get rid of the police altogether. It's defund. With,
no, Reed,
they
getting rid of 92. They're getting rid of 19 92 police officers. Read the post.
Right. That's defund.
They get rid of 92 police officers. Now, you made a comment, somebody, that they haven't solved these murders. Well,
no,
hell, if you got less people to go out and solve, they never will be solved. And
they
here's another thing.
Because they don't do their job.
If you overwhelm, you don't have, as of probably Wednesday, 4,400 blacks shot by other blacks in Chicago. You think the police going to get around to solving all that? 682 murders. And it
no,
won't
but,
be a year
so
until
Memorial you know
Day this month.
But if they unsolved, how do you know they buy other black people?
No, you got to have a dead body before you can go out and figure who the heck killed this person, who the heck shot this person.
Right.
Think about it.
But that don't mean. Right.
Now, another point. You talk about corruption in America. Well, hell, look at Wellston. Look at Hillsdale.
Yeah, he's talking about Wellston.
Look at Pineline. Yeah. Jennings, Berkeley, now Normandy's in the news, so I understand. Stealing. Running the daggone place in the ground. Whites left Normandy and left. Now. In Jennings, you had seven members, or maybe five, on the automatic board, elected officials, and I think all but one was in collections. You know what can be in the collections is that they ain't paid their bills. So if they ain't paid their bills, how do you expect for them to operate a city to pay its bills? It's like kind of putting a dog in the meat house.
Is it true that this morning the ex-mayor from Normandy was on another show, I guess, giving up some information about the corruption that was going on in Normandy?
Yeah. The other guy, he quit. I knew him.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, the same thing in the Normandy, not Normandy, but the Northwest Fire District out there on Natural Bridge. And what's the brother's name with the mob that's out there? I can't think of his name. Heck, you had a black woman, the first black woman fire chief in Normandy Fire District, had a vote of no confidence to get rid of her. And she went back to U City. And reading about all the corruption that's going on there. I remember I sat in at a meeting. They were reading bills. They had bills to plow the snow off the lot from a company that came off of the Missouri-Arkansas border. Well, why in the hell you got a company from the Missouri-Arkansas border plowing your lot, snow off your lot?
Right.
And you talk about police corruption. Look at the police corruption all up and down Natural Bridge Road with Beverly Hills and Officer Hentley. Over in Pine Line with Ricky Collins. I think there was a DUI and one of them checkpoints. Somebody, I think, turned around. Now, I'm not sure if this is the details of the case. But they say he was firing at the car as it went down the road. He's the police chief.
Oh. All right, right on, Colin. We're going to try to grab a couple more calls.
Yeah, talk about those things sometime, would you?
Yes, indeed. We got you. Definitely.
And stop taking down American soldiers in Christopher Columbus statue. And you don't want to change the name of Malcolm X. And I guess they ain't going to have no statue with Minister Farrakhan. Now, I ain't saying he ain't done some good things. But, heck, early on, he was saying some tremendous stuff. I heard it. So you got it.
Was he lying? Was he lying? Yes,
all right, all right, all right. Thanks, caller. Now, he did all of that for 30 minutes and still did not answer the question, what did Minister Farrakhan say that was racist? Without asking, he told us everything Malcolm X said. Malcolm X wasn't even part of the question. But then he give us that. We don't know why you said that. We was talking about Minister Farrakhan. You still ain't seen for 40 minutes. Let's get to another
question. Right.
Area code 864-314. Call. You on with Collective Minds Radio? Do you have a question or do you have a comment?
Peace and Black Power. Kwanis, what's going on, family? How y'all doing?
Hey, Carl. Thanks
peace,
for calling.
Peace, how are you? Yes, indeed.
Man, I'm doing just fine, man. I know y'all are being polite and respectful, holding the door open, and I'm just going to be honest. With myself, like a lot of times, that because us as Black folk, we have so much of a loving, caring, giving heart, especially when it comes down to our own people. We wind up, you know, allowing people a time or a chance to breathe, you know, and I was just listening, and I know you're listening, Pianki. Pianki, the last guy that was calling in, and Pianki,
right.
was an African, Nassau. So we were talking about somebody that actually names himself after African greatness, okay? But at the same time, every remark that I just heard come from this guy, it was a one that basically spat on Africa. And if you hear his rhetoric, it is a one. And yes, I'm talking about you, Pianki, because he'll share his experience and say, well, hey, he used to work with these black programs, or African programs, but how dare you still come out your mouth? And regardless how good we aren't doing or how racist somebody are, you're not going to be a fool to come out and just, you know, publicly speak down, talk down constantly, all the time.
Right.
And
right.
I think it's very important because you guys were talking about the conditioning that set up or gave way for this young man to be shot. You understand? And, you know, in that same breath, I'm not sure how old you guys are, but I know Pianki is an older cat. He's the one that, you know, prides himself at being a millionaire, right? Being a builder.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when it comes down to these types of situations, he's the one that promotes Trump, right? You promote Trump, you're pro-America. And I'm not pointing the finger solely at Pianki, but when we're talking about how is it that we find ourselves in a situation where we're constantly being treated like dogs, constantly being treated like by the police, and we know the police don't give a damn about us if we don't give a damn about our own selves. So what we see from elders, quote-unquote elders or olders like him, even in the quote-unquote conscious community, a pro-black community, is a level of disdain or disgust for his own people. You understand?
Right.
And that is
exactly
the thing. When you're talking about karma, I don't give a damn about no karma, because ain't nobody did shit to humanity, to no form of humanity like the cracker, like the white man, like the beast has done to us as black folk. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a damn what black people did to other black folk. You understand? There hasn't been anything to what we saw in the face of white folk. So to try to diminish what they are doing, or, you know, the America that they created, to now, you know, lift up and say, well, black folk are the enemy, that's the level of sickness that we definitely have to get away from. And I definitely can appreciate the organic conversation that you guys have and the organic listeners, you know, the callers that are calling in to participate in an organic discussion.
Yes,
we don't want to be in this. We don't want to be in this all our life, man. We want to try to get some resolve. We want to try to get some answers. And, you know, that's just the main thing, man. So,
exactly.
You know, shout out to y'all. Salute to the show. And we got to get off that bullshit, man. Stop being whitewashed. Stop believing
right.
everything that the European has to pitch to us. And, well, we're going to regurgitate that and try to lift them up while we're making ourselves look bad. We got to stop that. That's
exactly.
that's one place we got to stop.
Exactly. Yes, indeed, Carla.
All
right,
right now.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Right on, Carla. All right.
That man said he can't hold that in no more.
No more. Yes, indeed. You just joined us. This is Collective Minds Radio. Hit us up, 929-477-1697. Yeah, I thought that was the brothers breaking it down, you know. It's a lot going on out here, and we definitely got to be aware. And we cannot minimize, you know, what we've been fighting against, like I say, for the longest. You know what I'm saying? We could say black people, you know, doing this to each other, black people doing that, but that's still no excuse because all groups kill each other, harm each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
You know, I don't want to hear it. That's no excuse. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You have criminals that do criminal things. That doesn't mean that, you know, black people got to be responsible for or got to be indicted for what, you know, a few criminals do within the race or whatnot. No, because other groups have criminal classes as well. But
exactly.
they don't, the whole race is not criminalized because of it. You know what I'm saying? So, no, we can't ever fall for that trick. The damage that the system has caused us is far more. And the black-on-black, quote-unquote, is just a result of the system we in. You know what I'm saying? That's just a result of that, in my opinion. So it's like, nah, we can't never do that. We got to keep it real. We got to be accountable. We got to keep it real so we can heal, you know, be accountable for our actions. And don't let, because a black person did something on TV, I don't be like, we got to do better. Nah, that's on them. Everybody got to do better at some point. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That shouldn't reflect on all black people, because if a white person kill a white person, that don't reflect on all white people. So how does one black person kill another black person reflect on the whole group? No, I'm not falling for that. So I digress. We can hit the call line. So.
Okay.
If y'all want to
respond. Very cool. Area code 319-572. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a comment and then followed with a question. The comment
okay.
is, you guys are talking about which was more violent, women or men. And I'm going to have to say women are more violent than men because men aren't fighting. They're shooting. Women are the ones that are cutting and stabbing and actually putting hands on. Because, and then my question was, did you hear about some of these cities like Jacksonville, Mississippi, throwing concerts and free food to coach people out to get vaccinated? And what do you guys think about that?
They doing what now, Carla? Say that again. They're doing what?
They're having like live concerts, you know, with name singers, you know, like Adrian Bagger and stuff like that, and giving out free food just to get people to come out and get vaccinated. So they're throwing these like block parties to get people to come out and vaccinate because they're finding it hard to give the vaccine away. They're not getting the turnout rate that they thought they were going to get, and they're more after trying to get the black America to take, and the black America is the ones holding back. Like, no, we don't think we're going to take. So,
exactly. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Very suspicious. I'm suspicious of that. You know, anytime you got to bribe people to take the shot or give them money or give incentives,
Well, I've been listening to a blues radio station out of Jacksonville, Mississippi, or Jackson, Mississippi, and that's the type of stuff that they were talking about, that they were trying to do down there to get people to come in and get vaccinated by giving them free food, free concerts, and all kinds of stuff. Pretty much party for y'all to come get vaccinated. So
right, no thank you.
I'm good. No thanks. That's suspicious.
So I just wanted to hear y'all thoughts about y'all heard anything about that. But I'm going to let you get to the next caller.
Yes, we
okay,
did. Right
thanks,
on, caller.
Yeah, I did. I did hear about that, though. It's these volumes to me, you know, that they are taking these measures to persuade people to take the vaccine. And there's other vaccines out there. We already know that vaccines and vaccinations been out forever, you know, but they're really going through, a lot of persuasion and campaigning to get people to take these vaccines. So that's interesting to me. That's definitely something to be watchful for. It's like, why are you so, why is it that important? You know, there's so many other vaccines out here that people don't get as well, you know. But I heard that, and that they are offering money in some cases, too.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just be careful.
In fact, they're saying that the stimulus check that they was issuing out is to also to kind of help, persuade people to get their vaccine.
I can see that.
Yeah.
People just got the money. They just like, I'm going to go ahead and take it, you know. I'm going to go ahead and take it. So I can see that by them giving them that money, that messer-based psychology, I'm going to just go on and take it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, man. You got to be careful. You got to be cautious. You know, I think it's very suspicious. It raised my antennas. If you're giving away stuff for people to get this vaccine, you know, I know they've been trying to push it, especially on black people, for a long time. So I'm just not comfortable with the whole situation, and I don't trust it. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Yeah.
And then,
so, yeah, you'll want to. What's up?
I was just going to say this real quick, too, before I forget. I'm just going to make one statement. Black people do not have to be perfect in order to receive justice for someone murdering them. Nobody's perfect. No race is perfect. So it's unfair for them to expect black people to have to be a perfect people in order to receive justice when someone do something wrong towards them. And if you want to talk about karma, everybody have karma. Nobody's perfect, for one. So nobody have just set up and lived a perfect life where their karma is going to be great. So everybody has done some things anyway. So I just think that is that I hate to say it, but black people just think like blacks always just get victimized on all ends, every direction. They say if you hadn't just done this, this wouldn't have happened. If you hadn't just done, it's like nobody that does anything toward a black person can be wrong because of something that the black person used to do, have done, something that their mama done did, their daddy done did, their sister done did. It's always, you have to find some way to still blame them for something that happened to them. And I just think that's saying.
Roger. Come on.
Yeah.
Now. Come on now. At the same time, though, you got to hold some accountability for your actions, too. You have to. You have to hold some accountability for your actions. This is your life. This is your life you live in. And if you get pulled over by the police, I'm talking you in general, I'm sure your common sense ain't going to tell you, if they tell you step out, Queen Raju, you got a warrant. I believe that your common sense ain't going to make you snatch away and say, F this, I'm out of here. I just don't believe you would do something like that, because you know that if you do that, you now open the door to being murdered. So my thing is, I say people have to learn from this so you don't do nothing unwise that could expedite your demise. I'm not giving the police a break, but I'm saying at the same time, this is my life. And no, I'm not finna snatch away and try to run. I'm not finna hit the gas pedal and take off. I'm not finna
start cussing them out when they got me. I'm trying to do whatever I can to get out of the situation. And then if I got to sue them later or whatever, even I have to retaliate on some street level, I could take their badge name and look them up and find them at their house and even the playing field. I could do that. But at the time they got me, I am nothing. I'm turning so sweet, like I'm like a little lamb there. I'm not going to sit up there and do nothing that's going to cause them to gun me down. And a lot of these cases, a lot of them, I always see where, oh, damn, that's right there. Right there is where you just open the door for the snake to bite you. It's only one case that I've seen, and that's in the Philando case, where I was like, damn, you know, I didn't see Philando didn't do nothing. He was, you know, it was a mistake of him reaching for his wallet, but he wasn't trying to run. He wasn't trying to cuss nobody out. In that case, that cop was dead wrong. And if I ain't mistaken, I think he got off.
Yeah, he did. He did. He got off.
He got off.
Yes, sir.
And I wish, now I got to go back and look at that to see what did they charge him with. Because that could have been one of them mistakes where they charged him with first-degree murder. And like I always say, it's hard to make it stick. So he walked with nothing. You cold-bloodedly killed that man and didn't get nothing, not a day in jail. But to go back, in these other cases, man, Eric Garner, he was tired that day. You know, he could have just went on ahead and just put his hands behind his back, cuffed up. But he was tired that day. He's like, I'm tired of y'all messing with me. And you let the altercation come to you, which cost you your life. All you had to do was say, all right, turn around and cuffed up. But he was tired. So I'm just saying, I ain't finna be the one that, I ain't trying to give them a reason to kill me. They already want to kill me. Why I'm gonna give them some, don't just throw something else out there to speed it up when I already know they want to do it. Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
Area code 605-202, caller, you're on with Collectomize Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, you were talking about gun violence. Have you talked about gun control?
Let's talk about gun control.
We did talk a little bit about it, but go ahead.
All right. What's the consensus? Is gun control a good thing or is it a bad thing?
I personally think it can be a good thing depending on, you know, circumstances around, just like with anything. You know, it can be good depending on, you know, how, like when you say gun control, what are the measures of what's going to be in place? What are going to be the measures? You know, so you can always find something that can be good or bad about any circumstances. So let's try to get maybe to something specific, you know, but I'm not against gun control, you know, so I am definitely open for that. I don't think it has to be a bad thing.
So as long as the measures are extreme, not extreme, moderate, what kind of measures do you think would be good in order to alleviate the gun violence?
I would like to see, I personally think that we have a more serious issue, which is mental health. So I think a lot of the screening should be taken a little, maybe I think they should get a little bit more in depth with the screenings. Also, when someone have certain types of complaints towards them or if they exhibit certain mental behaviors, I think those types of things should be more, in the forefront. Because I think it starts with the mental illness first, because I think the people who's using the guns and they're going out committing crimes and different things like that. I think it's a mental thing. I think it always falls back to mental things. So I personally feel like the control should be in the forefront when it comes to screening the people who want to be using the gun. So that's what I would like to see more of that. I think the mental illness should be talked about way more than what it is, and I think people should be screened a little bit better. I don't think everybody should have a gun.
And for me, I ain't with gun control.
Uh-huh.
I ain't with it. I believe put the gun in it. I want the guns in my hands so that the people who don't know how to behave, I want to be able to protect myself. I don't think you can weasel out, all these gun laws and controls you put out there. You are never going to stop a bad person from getting his hand on a gun. Because if it's whittled down to just good people who got the guns, you still got criminals who break in cars and houses and steal the guns. So
yeah,
the gun control don't work for me. It's like Roger said, focus more on trying to rehabilitate crazy people and maybe that'll help. But the gun is not the problem. It's the people who got the gun that's the problem.
Yeah, well, that's true. When I've talked to people about it, I said to them, even if you have all the gun control in the world, all the registrations and the regulations and the restrictions, excuse me, if you have all of that, then the good people don't have guns because they're not allowed to have guns because it's supposedly against policy to have guns now, but the bad people, the criminals, they'll always have guns. So I say to people, look, if you're in a community in which it's a gun-free zone, let's say you're a community of about 10,000 people, and nobody has a gun, and about a mile away there's a community in which everybody has a gun. Now, next to those two communities, you've got Hell's Angels, you've got the Bloods, you've got the Crips, you've got the Mob, you've got the drug cartels. Now, who do you think they're going to go after? The gun-free zone people or the ones with the guns? I've had people tell me, they're going to go after the ones with the guns. So when I hear that, I just end the conversation because it doesn't even make sense. So gun control to me is no good. At the same time, there should be some sort of background check. So in case somebody's been convicted of burglary, bank robbery, home invasion, they shouldn't have a gun. They're going to get a gun, but they shouldn't have a gun legally. So I'm against gun control, but I'm for making sure that people who are already criminals, they shouldn't have any guns legally anymore.
All right. Yes, indeed. Right on, caller. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I was just going to say the gun control, I don't think that's the issue. I think you can have all the gun control measures you can, but the criminals are going to still find a way to get guns. And I think at this point, it's too late in the game. There's too many guns on the streets of America, legally and illegally, that, you know, trying to force people to give up their guns altogether, I don't think, number one, is going to happen, and I don't think it's even possible to get all the guns off the streets. You know, that'd be a huge task if the government's going to be like, oh, we banning all guns are illegal, you know what I'm saying? Now, I did hear that Biden was talking about another ban on assault rifles. I don't know if y'all remember, but some people may remember that back, I believe that was in the 90s, Bill Clinton actually had a bill that banned assault rifles. And then I think that bill expired in the 2000s, and then they came back and whatnot. But they was talking about Biden looking into, banning assault rifles. So I don't think the gun laws would really stop the violence, to be honest. But, you know, I digress.
Okay.
Yeah, what y'all want to do? Y'all want to get another caller? Okay, go ahead.
Let's try to get this. This has to be the last one. Area code 609-310. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
But I was just pretty much listening in. How everybody doing over there?
Hey, Carl, thanks for calling in.
Peace,
Carl.
All right.
Okay. All righty. Thank you.
Yes,
yeah.
Indeed. So yeah, we'll definitely go see how things play out with this administration. I could definitely see them trying to ban assault rifles. Now, this story came out, too, real quick, and I want to get your opinion on this. Joe Biden is talking about banning menthol cigarettes. They're talking about banning menthol cigarettes like Newports, basically the cigarettes that black people smoke. Now, in their excuses, they're saying that they don't like the way the tobacco companies target black people. But I think, in my opinion, I think that's just an excuse. You know, I'm not a smoker or whatnot, but I feel like this is just another way to criminalize black people. So you're going to ban menthol cigarettes. You know people are going to want to smoke and whatnot. And then when they get caught, now they got a charge. You see what I'm saying? So I'm looking at that. And a criminal record. So I'm looking at that in very funny style. I'm looking at that's a way to kind of criminalize black people and fill up the jails and all this stuff. But that is what the Biden administration is talking about, banning menthol cigarettes. What y'all think about that real quick?
I say good for him. Good for him. Since all these black folks went out here and voted for him, good for him.
right. right. There you go. Yeah. Like I say,
I don't really have much to say.
Right. Yeah, like I said, it's not going to affect me per se and, you know, a lot of my family, but I'm looking at it funny style. Like I said, yeah, if you go ban menthol, you might as well ban all cigarettes. You feel me? Just ban all cigarettes. You know, I wouldn't have no problem with that. Ban them all, but when you ban menthol, I think that targets a certain segment of your population that you know what I'm saying, prefers these particular cigarettes or whatnot. You know, that'd be just like banning Hennessy. And we know for the most part in America, you know, that's a drink that, you know, a lot of black people drink, cognac, Hennessy, Remy. And you want to target that population and make them criminals, you know. So I'm not really feeling that. And, yeah, we'll see how it goes. If he do that, that's going to be interesting, you know. But that's y'all boy Biden. That's your boy Sleepy Joe.
Joe with the fro.
Joe with the fro, money bag Joe. Print up all this money.
Joe snorting the blow.
Joe snorting the blow. His son was a crackhead.
Joe
got
to go.
Book. Right. You feel me? So, yeah, it'll be interesting. Joe did his first speech. It just offered me to watch this cat speak, so I didn't get to watch it. But he did, like, a first 100 days, like a fake State of the Union address where he was speaking and whatnot. But, you know, hey, this is y'all guy. This is y'all guy. Yeah, I digress, y'all. We coming down the last 5 minutes. Y'all want to wrap it up? I'm going to let y'all wrap it
up.
Yeah, sure. All I want to say is, thank you to the callers who called in. You know, I reiterate, you know, we have to have accountability. Everybody on both sides, when it comes to the police shootings, the police officers, people who are trying to make it home safe. You know, if you want to make it home safe, you know, your life is in your hands. Do the best you can to protect it. Don't put it in a wicked cop's hands and give him opportunity to do something foul to you. As far as gun laws, again, reiterating over that, it ain't the
the gun that does the killing, and people need to be, you know, rehabilitated. But and also, let me throw this out there too, that people who say Farrakhan has said evil, harsh words and he's a racist, I would love for them to start being exact and stating facts. What Mr. Farrakhan has said that is racist and what makes him such a bad person, you know, tell me exactly what the man said, because I don't know. I ain't never heard nothing. So I'll wrap my comments up with that.
All right. I see Mufasa tries to serve me up that nice, juicy steak, but I don't eat steak, so I'm going to just let it fly. I ain't going to even say nothing, but we already had this discussion. This is not the time right now to discuss it. But I said what I said. You know, black people shouldn't have to be perfect people in order to receive justice for when someone do something wrong toward us. So that's what I said, and I said what I said, and I'm going to leave it there. And we can have this discussion later. When I heard you trying to serve up, so I said, I ain't even about to take it in these steaks. But I do want to thank everybody for calling in, though. I think this was a good discussion. So we appreciate all our callers for supporting us and tuning in. We really enjoy all the good feedback. And just we appreciate people calling in and willing to share their different views, because that's what this is about, you know, being able to express our views on things. I think this is how we come to something, some sort of an agreement or some way of being able to, like a solution to some of the issues by being able to communicate. So feel free to call in. This is, if you want to say whatever you want to say, this is the show to call. This is the show to call. So we appreciate everybody for supporting us each and every Sunday. Continue to support us if you can. Each and every Sunday from this day forth, if you have any show topic ideas, please feel free to send us an email at collectivemind@yahoo.com. And feel free to hit us on Facebook, on all social media outlets, Instagram. I believe we're even on Twitter. So please feel free to send us an email or reach out to us on that as well. But we'd like to see you and hear from you next Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Peace.
I'd like to send a happy birthday out to Lil Cliff. Rest in peace.
Stand on your square. We on the earn. We about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective. A colorful perspective. The brothers. Word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things. Dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper. Who we been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking. They thought.